This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 40, you foolish people. Whenever you see the word fool or foolish in the Bible, it doesn't mean somebody who's stupid, you know, intellectually. The word foolish in the Bible doesn't mean low IQ. It means not somebody with a mental deficiency, it's somebody with a character deficiency. It gives a whole new way of looking at the word fool or foolish. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But give what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. People have speculated, why did Jesus say to this man, this Pharisee, about giving stuff to the poor? It's probably because he never gave anything to the poor. And I think that's probably a good observation. You know, Jesus is very specific in his analysis of you or me. He really is. The Lord will reveal things to you about you that he won't reveal to anyone else, but it applies to you. You know when that happens? Sunday mornings. You can talk to 10 people leaving here today, and what did you get out of the message today? And you may get 10 different responses. Does that mean the message was confusing? No, it just means the Lord spoke to those people about what was going on in their life. That's all. We can use the same verse to speak in different ways to different people. You can use the same passage to speak in 15, 20 different ways to people because they heard what they needed to hear. They heard what they needed to hear. Look at verse 42. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. Again, I'm going to go back to my theory. Why did he say to this man, you've neglected justice and the love of God? Because he was neglecting justice and the love of God. That's why. He knew the heart of that man better than the man knew himself. And Jesus said, you should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. I'm really serious today on this Sunday before Thanksgiving of asking the Lord to reveal to you, all of us, every man, every woman, every young person in this room, Lord, would you reveal to my spirit what you see in my life? Just as you were with this Pharisee and you're having lunch with him and you saw that he was full of greed and wickedness and you saw that he had no love of God and he had no love for justice, what do you see in my life? Do you know what you need to prepare for? The truth. The Lord never speaks in uncertain terms. The Lord doesn't beat around the bush. He speaks in direct words to you about what's in your life, in my life. He really will. And he will reveal to your spirit things that you would never think about on your own. He would reveal to your heart things that you've never felt before. He will reveal to your mind things you've never known before. He will reveal to your spirit things you've never felt before because he's God. Verse 43. Now this is an interesting one. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. So you love to be recognized in the community as spiritual leaders. And the point here is that Jesus is not interested in you or me being spiritually recognized. He's interested in us helping people. Working with people, being a blessing to people. That's the point of verse 43.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.